Is running in the rain. The motivation for doing this this presentation has been that on Sunday afternoon it was raining a lot, and for some of us it caught us by surprise. So I wondered, what should we do if rain catches us by surprise? If we have to go quickly, or we may just go at an easy pace. So in order to try to study this, I just proposed a simple model based, well, my bibliography is a blog. So well, I proposed this simple model of modelizing a human as a box, as a 3D box, and the rain as a vector field that I will take to be constant. So if we get into the rest system of the human, we will see that, well, the human is going at a constant velocity, horizontal, against the rain, and there is no crosswind, so we're just working in two dimensions. Okay, so I just picked this picture from the internet, but the arrows are supposed to be the other way, and that will be which is the vector, how is the vector field in the human rest system. So that will be the system we will be studying, and in order to further analyze it, I will consider the conservation of the raindrops. So using the usual conservation law, I just integrate it, and okay, and now I'm going to explain what are these terms. So the conservation means that the flux of current of water is equal to the number of drops that this box is absorbing. So that that is maybe a naive conservation, because our body won't be absorbing all the drops, but it can be like the simplest model we can think of. So the current will be measured in drops per meter square per second, and well, I will be using the usual notation of expressing this current as the density of the material plus the velocity. So it will have also these units. So considering that, well, this is a type of being I was using OpenOffice, and this is PowerPoint. So. Well, so if we consider that the rain field is constant, it's the simplest case, then we don't have to do, I don't think, considering gravity or maybe inhomogeneous rain fields will be giving a lot of much physics. So I think it's a good approximation to consider that the rain field is constant. And then, so if we can express the current as the density of, it's not of water, but of drops of water, it will be drops per meter squared plus velocity. Yeah, so we can integrate it quite easily in the flux integral, because since it's constant, we will just only have to multiply the velocity plus we have the same distance shoulder to shoulder, because we will only be considering the front area and the top area. So the distance shoulder to shoulder can be factorized. So the things that we have to consider is the height plus the horizontal velocity, and the top plus the vertical velocity. And since all the flux will be inwards, all the flux will be absorbed by the body, I have to take the absolute value of these velocities, because no matter if I just took the normal value, it's not okay, because no matter how fast you go, you will always be absorbing water and not giving it back. So this will be the formula. It's quite easy to get, and this will represent the rate at which we are getting drops. So we can see here that this rate increases with the velocity. So we get a more the derivative of how wet we get, it's increasing with the velocity. So okay. Now it's easy to integrate it in a fixed distance, because it was a constant what we had before, so we can just multiply it by delta x and divide it by b, and then we will have a more interesting formula for the total drops, because this formula may have a minimum, and it has certainly different asymptotics. I say it may have first I will consider the asymptotics. If bp is zero, Q will equal infinity. That means that since we have to travel a fixed distance, if we are still, we will not never get to this place, so we will get infinitely wet. But the infinity part may be more interesting because someone may think that if we travel infinitely fast, we won't get wet, but we will still absorb the volume of water that is in front of us. There will be from our surface to our gold surface, there will be a volume of water. So the volume of water will be our surface plus the distance multiplied by the density of water. So this will be the asymptotics. And then we may see here that there is a special case in which we are traveling at the same speed that the rain field that is behind us, and this will cancel the absolute value. So we may have two cases. The case in which if it's zero, so it means Vp equals Vx. In this case, this thing inside will be over Vx, and this can be, and then the other case, if V equals infinity, we will only have here A. So depending of if it's A is bigger or less than W, like when in the other case, we may have a minimum because of the absolute value of no. And I think that's a quite important point because depending of how far we go compared with the rain horizontal velocity, we may go fast, get more wet, going faster or not. We may see some plots here. This will be the case in which the horizontal rain is slow. So in this case, the asymptotics is lower than the minimum, than this absolute value zero. So in this case, it will be much better to go faster. But in this case of this will be it's opposite. This will be b equals 2 and bx equals 0.15 and 0.5. And in this case of the rain field being extremely fast, the velocity it doesn't matter the units because we are always doing fractions. In this case, once we get to this minimum. That is the minimum when the rain will go at the same speed that the rain. Once we get to this minimum, the asymptotics will be higher than the minimum. So if we get after this minimum, it's not worthy to go faster. Okay, and this plot was plotted for an 8 over W ratio of 8. I think that can be quite usual for humans, like 170 to 25 or something like this. And okay, also depending of the ratio of the human, I mean of the shape of the human, this minimum can be the transition between going fast, helping and not helping may be different. Some further assumptions that we can make is that when we are running, we used to lean. So I propose here a linear leaning equation, meaning that if we are still, we will be normal, and if we are at B max, we will be lean for 45 degrees. So supposing a linear, our effective surface will increase, the effective frontal surface will decrease, and the horizontal surface will increase, the top surface will increase. So B max, here I plotted just for B max equals 1, and here we can see that we can have some maximum, so leaning is not helping to keep dry. Because after this minimum, we can still have maximums worse than this one. Okay, another further assumption may be that we're not absorbing all the water we have, we're not impermeable, and this can be implemented with an alpha here, meaning that not all the flux that is coming we are absorbing. We are just absorbing a fraction of this flux. Alpha being lower than 0, lower than 1, and it had to be measured experimentally. But this can be reabsorbed in the density of drops of water, just considering effective density of drops of water. Possible extensions may be relativistic models, other shapes, or external factors. And my conclusions will be that depending of the velocity of the rain, we may want to go. At the same speed as the rain, but it's just if we have the rain in our back, then there may be other cases that we can just want to go faster, and leaning won't help to get drier. We have seen that in leaning we will always have a maximum after and before the minimum. It's not helping, And impermeable stuff is always helping to keep drier. So that's my presentation. The bibliography, like I said, is well, I did the extension for myself, but it was based on this article from a blog, from the blog. I already read the articles, so that's all. So any questions? Well, I put it for further consideration that we may try to consider it getting slippery, or maybe just you going faster, making it more difficult to stop or be careful with the floor. So I think these are external considerations that have to be considered with a human factor. So they are not that easy to implement physically. So I just put it for further extension, but I don't know how to implement them physically. This one?
Yeah, so when you have this plot, the second blue curve, and it hits wetness zero, does it mean that you don't get wet at all?
No, well, it's over zero, but we cannot see here. But this will be here when we get, this will be when we get here zero, so because the value is very, is because I here I choose W to be a 1 and height to be 8, so it's very yes, so here in this scale is not zero, but you are just getting wet in your top part, so if in this case I consider the top part is much more smaller. So any further questions? Yeah, but if you have your wind in your bag.
Right. So yeah,
I mean, with
as your velocity of the wind approaches zero, I'm assuming there isn't a discontinuous jump to
okay, but the point is that we have to make a fixed distance. So as the velocity of wind approaches zero, and we want to go to at this velocity, we are as approaching zero. But if we are approaching zero, we can make this distance.
Right.
No. If the wind speed is lower than this bound that we have here, like in this case, if this is this is over the bound and this is down the bound, so in this case we might just want to go faster. But in this case, it's better to go at this velocity. It depends on the parameters that we are putting there.
Okay, let's thank Aitor again, and we look forward to the relativistic.